You're listening to Drake in the Morning with Wes and Sid on 98.1 The Max.
You're going to find ways to entertain yourself. And you can watch the Olympics, as apparently people are doing. Opening ceremonies, pretty much the same ratings as they were for Sochi 2 years ago. For I don't know when it was. But people, the same people that watch it then watch it now. And if you're enjoying it with your popcorn and your family, wonderful. Good for you. I just cannot quite engage. I may try harder. But then again, I might not. Emails here to any time to mail at drakeinthemorning.com. You may do that. I want to remind you about with spring in the air, the folks at Jameson Pest and Lawn have been to our house at least twice, and I wasn't sure why. They're already spraying, putting down the pre-emergent to kill the weeds. And these guys don't just sit around and do the very same thing year after year after year. They go to conferences. They educate themselves on how to do things even better to make your yard look incredible this coming spring. And for many of us, that is how we like to live, is with our yards nice and flower beds and making it all pretty and keeps us occupied. They have a very new approach to this. The grass obviously is on top. Under the grass is the soil and the root system. And when that's healthy, then the grass is healthier and greener and thicker. So they have a new concept here that makes the soil happy and makes it happier, hence the grass is greener and really happy. Innovation and new things that they try every year in the fertilization of your backyard, your front yard, all the grass areas, they will take care of it. It's a lawn care program that treats the entire yard the year-round and takes care of it and makes you happy with your yard. Jameson, in business for a long time, they know what they're doing, and let them come to your house and explain to you what to do, and they'll take care of it for you from there. The name you know, the service you trust, 452-1505, jamesonpest.com. Give them a try. It's a whole new concept, and they're proud of it. Thank you, Pat O'Brien, the good staff, nice guys who do thorough work, and they're bringing out this brand new stuff to make your yard even better for 2018 in spring and summer. Jameson Pest and Lawn. Sport news around, besides the Olympics, the Grizzlies bought out the contract, or they waived Brendan Wright. He's always hurt. He's gone. They played yesterday, OKC. They got beaten again. The season is essentially over, it seems like. Everybody's hurt or something. They've won 18 games, 26 or 25 games are left. Like everybody is tired of hearing this analyzed over and over and over again. Mike Conley hurt, out for the season weeks ago. Mark Gasol is still here. He's getting older and seems to be the glue that keeps this team together. And the rest of it, nobody understands why there was no trade. I have no idea. I don't work there. I don't get it. Makes no sense. And it's just not looking too good right now. Maybe things will turn around. Who knows? Ownership, will that change? Who knows? Head coach, will that change? Nobody knows. Speculation from radio experts is getting very tiresome. But it is what it is. And they will come back around. This stuff always works itself out. Memphis Tigers, kind of the similar thing. They got beaten yesterday again, and it was not very pretty. Tubby Smith maintains that these things take time, and he's always very calm and very mature and very not overly, he is what he is. He's that kind of man. He's laid back. He's done this for a long time. He's seen sports guys and fan bases panic before. And he's just trying to make it through this year and hopefully improve next year. There are those that think that that's not going to happen, that it's totally impossible. He's the wrong guy for the gig. It was a bad fit. He doesn't get it. He doesn't get this town and all of that. So that remains to be seen. Either he comes back for a third year or they decide to buy him out and bring in somebody else. Who knows? This, once again, is not our job, and somebody else will figure it out. So it's not been a good year for either team. Everybody knows it, and we're getting tired of talking about it. It's not going to change overnight, so play along, support as best you can, and hope that the guys in charge make the right decisions. That's all we can do. In the world of baseball, the teams are heading to spring training. Saw a story yesterday about how up in St. Louis, they were packing up two of these semi-trucks, huge trucks, with all the stuff out of the clubhouse and all the equipment, the bats, the balls. They were taking some bicycles and some strollers for the kids' family, just for the guys, kids that are going to be down there in Florida with the Cardinals. All those trucks head there this week. And some of the team members are already there. They'll all be there by this weekend, and that's the case for most teams in baseball. They are all heading down this week to begin exhibition play in some form next week. There'll be some of these games in Arizona and in Florida. So that's an exciting thing to hear that the baseball is heading back. As I watch up here about the flu and its deadly toll, as it keeps killing people, this is just awful. Anyway, spring, come on, please. Warmth and baseball would help. On the baseball note, the Cubs, who have a very strong team coming back, they lost last year to the Dodgers in the playoffs. One reason they lost was the pitcher, who is just remarkable. His name is not spelled H-U-G-H. Hugh. It's spelled U. He's an Asian fella, and he is a pitching mofo. Yu Darvish signed by the Cubs a six-year deal, which is an incredible thing for the Cubbies, who already have a strong lineup and good pitching, and they've added this guy to their roster. So they, I would assume, become one of the favorites in the National League, and they will be great this year. The Yankees, I believe, are the AL favorite so far going into this season. So baseball is heading back our way. The Colts hired a new coach, Frank Reich, who was at the Eagles. And Frank has been a head coach before, I believe. He was the Eagles' offensive guy last year. And now we'll be running the Colts up in Indianapolis. What else? Nothing really too dramatic. NBA last night, NBA scores. Atlanta won. The team up there in Canada, the Raptors, who are having a great year, they beat Charlotte. The Cavaliers won. The Pacers won. Houston won. Minnesota, OKC down the Grizzlies, and Utah beat Portland. So Toronto playing great ball. The Indians, the Cavaliers, who just dumped their entire team, except for LeBron, are, I guess, kind of playing with some renewed interest and vigor and excitement to beat Boston like that. That's kind of a shock. So who knows? NHL winners last night were Pittsburgh, Detroit, the Rangers, Vancouver, Colorado, Boston, Calgary, Philadelphia, and San Jose. So the sports, bring on baseball. Ain't no more football. There's 2 weeks of Olympics. So there you have it. The email address, mail at drakeinthemorning.com. People type in little missives and we read them sometimes.
Sometimes. Got this one from Katz on the Olympics. It says, there is an Olympics channel in the 800s.
Oh, good.
It has other Olympic competitions that you normally do not see on the lower channels, and actually it's pretty interesting. So I don't know what sort of...
Cornhole?
On ice?
Sure.
Why not? Maybe. And our dear Mrs. Hall wrote in saying, it's more than skating. Us old people like the X Games, so snowboarding is fun to watch, she says.
I love snowboarding and the ski jumping stuff.
She wrote to this show?
She did indeed.
How dare you? So she just called me out and said, shut up, pretty much.
Well, kind of. But
Get your own show, honey.
Don't tempt her.
You need to see the United States guy that won silver in the luge. He was being interviewed, and he goes, "The ice, because it's so darn cold there."
Yeah.
He goes, "The ice is so hard." He goes, "I was either going to crash or win a medal." It was an awesome quote.
I'm inspired now. Thanks, Ed.
And this one from Justin, subject line is way better than the Olympics. It says, "I've been on the edge of my seat watching the Marble Olympics this winter." Yes, it is a thing, and he provides a link to it.
Now that I'll watch.
That you'll watch the Marble Olympics.
But all these little flip boys out there skating and stuff, I mean, I just get some more tight pants. Next.
And let's see. I'm switching back to it, and it's freezing up on me. Here we go. Buddy asks, are there any stats regarding the flu on the people who got the flu, the percentage of them who had their flu shots? It's just wondering.
Well, listen, I've had a flu shot every year for, I'm thinking, 20-plus years. I've never had any indication of the flu. I've had head colds and allergies like the majority of, I mean, this, and we all experience that. In this part of the country, it's just part of the deal. It's all the trees, it's all the, you know, flowers, and there's dust and stuff, and it just happens. We got these the shots up here mid late October,
yeah.
And I figured we're cool, not a problem. So the head cold comes, and you sneeze and snot and wipe your nose, blow your nose, and blah blah blah, and then all of a sudden this just, you know, falls into your chest, and it sucks. And I was at the gym yesterday and talked to two guys who had been in the hospital with this stuff. They got, it's just awful. And you can't breathe. And that is frightening. So it goes from that into pneumonia, into bronchitis. Older folks die and kids die. But even those who are young and, are just... going right down hard, and there's no reason for it. There's just this one strain, the H1N2 or something, that is a vicious, vicious beast that is killing people, and it's really hard to shake. It comes back on you, and you keep trying to get rid of it and sweat it out. But going to the gym, you got to wipe down and don't touch anybody or anything until it's wiped off. Bacteria is on that stuff. It's everywhere. So be careful and good luck.
And we got this one in from Fidel. He sent us a picture, which, of course, it's radio.
Fidel Castro?
But no, Perez. Maybe a cousin. I don't know. He sent us a picture I'm sending to Sid for the Facebook. It says, attached is an image that'll help your Monday start off right. Longtime listener, love your show, love your commentary and so forth. You're one of the best talk shows. He's buttering us up with all of this.
But what do you want?
It's a funny image. This guy, it says it looks like Beaker from the Muppets with a stash, and he's not far off from that because he's all neck with a kind of scraggly beard he must have grown just so you could see a chin line on there someplace. And his name is Barry Larry Terry.
I am now seeing his face. He needs to be put to sleep.
Oh my
God.
Mugshot for unlawful possession of a wild raccoon and no headlamp on the bicycle.
Wow. This guy is a party in himself. He needs to be put to sleep immediately. He smoke crack much? Eyes wide open, bugging out? No headlamp on bike?
And the possession of a wild raccoon.
Of a wild raccoon. Those are my kind of people.
We just got this one in from Austin, who says the flu shot about 30% effective this year for the flu vaccine, which actually holds up statistically with this room.
Yeah.
Because you got it. Sid got it. Yep. I didn't get it. So that's about 30%.
Well, I just never expected to get it. And I kept thinking, you got a cold. It sucks. You'll live. Shut up. Quit whining. And then one day it's like, bam. And you can't breathe, and then that begins to freak you out. And you all have, it's not any good. And you know, if you've had it, you know it is miserable, and it's not over with. So don't stop being cautious about washing your hands and trying to eat some fruit and drink water, and vitamin C and all this stuff. just do all you can to make this go away. It is the pits. And a beach and some warm weather sounds extremely, extremely attractive.
Right.
This winter has sucked. Well, it just sucks.
And Mark wrote into our things up saying, with all this rain that we've had and with all that's coming, I'm beginning to think you washed your truck again, Radio's Drake Hall.
No, sir, I did not. It crossed my mind yesterday, but it was 39 degrees. So I figure, why drive to the car wash? They're going to be closed. But tomorrow it's not supposed to rain. So I'll probably do it tomorrow to guarantee rain from Wednesday through the following Monday. So I'll go on and take care of that, sir. Thank you for the encouragement.
Right. Anything else you want to share with us? Go ahead.
You don't have to.
Yeah, but you could. mail@drakeinthemorning.com. The email's receiving all the time.
Well, there's one guy that sells homes in this town that we recommend highly, not because he pays us to, but because he's good at this. And does it extremely well, and everyone knows his name. Josh Highsaw is the man. If you're trying to get your house sold, or this spring perhaps is a good time when flowers are in bloom and your yard is prettier, let Josh be your guy. Experience, he's effective in what he does, and he gets your home shown to a number of people with his approach to the marketing of the concept. The most money that you want, he gets that from most people, and it's an easy deal. The positive comments about his work are everywhere on his Facebook page and just all over the place. If the house isn't sold in 45 days, he'll just, you know, buy it or make the payments ongoingly until it is done. So let this man take over the process. You meet, you get your ideas down. It goes on the market. It gets shown. It gets sold. And for the money that you wish to make from it. How do you beat that? 461-8147. Josh sells themidsouth.com. Thank you, Mr. Highsaw. He's the man. Let him take care of this for you. We'll do a break and come back and look at the dumbasses. There shouldn't be any problem with that. We'll take care of that in just a moment after we do this short break. Be right back.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.
Hello. It is Monday all day, the 12th day of February. It is chilly and overcast out. The sun may shine today for a bit. Tomorrow should be decent. Wednesday, well, I guess this rain begins tomorrow night and goes Wednesday and every day after that for, Thursday, Friday. It'll be about 70 on Thursday, but rain. And then the rain continues through the weekend again. This might change. Who knows? But the patterns are unsettled. The Midwest got bombed with snow. And so we're getting our share of rain. Flooding conditions down there. The middle part of the state has the same thing, as does Kentucky. So the rain is coming in advance of all the flowers blooming and being pretty and being nice. So let's approach it that way. It's a positive. It'll make things pretty when they bloom. Unless it freezes again and kills everything in mid-bloom like it did last year.
Well, there goes the optimism.
So, well, yeah, screw it. I mean, why lie? It may happen, it may not, but we can always hope and be optimistic until we're proven wrong. And then we can return to being pessimistic, which is a hell of a lot more fun and easier. Dumbasses of the day. Man, there's just, you could do this forever. The Kentucky State Police. These men don't play. State cops everywhere ought to be given respect. They have a tough gig, and they just don't really mess around. Connie Lynn Allen is her name. She led the state police on a high-speed chase over the weekend on I-65. After reaching speeds up to 125 mile an hour, police finally stopped Connie, who refused to leave her car and did not roll down the window. Nice going, Connie. The officer finally broke out one of the windows. When Connie decided to emerge from the vehicle, she told the police that she was Mother Mary and told police she was on her way to pick up the baby Jesus. and that she had authority from God to drive the way she did.
Really?
Yeah. The officers didn't buy into it. How dare they disrespect Mother Mary and the baby Jesus? They placed her under arrest. News reports, amazingly, it's written here, made no mention of drugs. So she's just either crazy or she is Mother Mary. I have no idea which one to go with.
I guess we'll get a follow-up on that. This one from Minnesota, Sartell, Minnesota, that metropolis. An unnamed woman, because it's cold, used the auto start for her car when she was in the Walmart. She came out of the Walmart and did not find a warm car. She found a vacant parking spot because the car had been stolen.
Oops.
37-year-old Edward Leroy Wilson was caught on surveillance video driving away with the car. However, there was a problem since it was remotely started. When he got to where he was going initially and stopped the car, he could not start it again. He did, however, there must have been something in the car with this woman's phone number because he called her, said that he was a employee at a repair shop and needed for her to restart the car or to contact someone who could. She didn't buy it. She called the police. They arrived and they arrested Mr. Wilson there. He said he knew it wasn't a good idea to get in the vehicle, but he did it anyway because he's a dumbass.
Republican Utah lawmaker John Stenard. His Utah out there, they're a little bit up, uptight. One of the highest rates of alcoholism and sexual acts of violence and such and weirdness. In the country, repression is big in Utah. They voted last year, and Mr. Stenard was in favor of a law that made state laws of prostitution stricter. We can't have these whores walking the streets. It's bad for the image in this fine, fine state full of white people and Mormons. Can't have no hoes. Mr. Stenard had to resign last week. After serving 5 years in the House, and he may live to regret last year's vote against the hoes. When he announced his resignation for, quote, personal and family concerns, it's come to light that taxpayer funds were used to pay for at least two hotel rooms that he was using to meet up with said hoes last year. Attaboy. Bree Taylor, the rented girlfriend in question, claims that Stenard arranged their liaisons from the phone number listed on his profile as a legislator in Utah. Jeez.
He hired him from his government phone?
Yep. Hiring bitches after he has voted against hoes and got caught not once, but twice. And this is why we hate politicians, don't trust them as far as we can throw them. Because this guy is out there, he's pounding his fist against prostitution. And in the meantime, he's using his phone number to call somebody to meet him at a hotel.
Nice.
Class act. In China, it's my boy, his only name give is Tang. What up, Tang? Tang was out drinking with friends at a hotel when he had to go to the bathroom, number two. As Tang squatted, I'm guessing number two, unless he pees sitting down. As Tang squatted, he also felt the need to scroll through his new iPhone that he paid $1,300 for.
Whoa.
So Tang is not only stupid, he was drunk and stupid, and he dropped the phone down the commode. Then Tang got down on all fours and stuck his arm in trying to fish it out. I'm only envisioning he was fishing it out through the remnants of what he had evacuated previously into said bowl. Oh, God. That phone could have gone straight, would have been out of my life forever. Call the insurance company. Tang reached in, further and further, dodging poop all the while until his arm was in the toilet all the way up to his shoulder. At that point, Tang realized he wasn't going to get the phone and that his arm was stuck.
Oh, this keeps getting worse.
So Junior has his arm up to his elbow or his shoulder, stuck in the commode, poop floating around, and his iPhone gone. So he began to holler, and somebody found him. His arm was turning blue and swelling up. Firefighters had to be called in. This is not one of Tang's better moments. They had to tear the toilet apart in order to free Tang, who got his arm back, but the phone is gone.
So he can't take a selfie of himself in this condition. That might be a good thing.
But I wish somebody had a camera on. We're getting this moron, but no. So take care of your phone, and maybe you don't want to drop it down the toilet, especially after you've used it. But hey, that's your business, not mine. Knock yourself out. Rook Insurance, they is the best. They are two offices in town, and they have gotten more new clients this past couple of years because they do great Rook. Great Rook and great work. They're the sponsor of the Max giveaway for this new bike. Coming up, these bikes are big and powerful. They have their own kind of insurance, so ask about that too, because it's an important part of owning your motorcycle, and they can explain to you what you need to cover yourself on your bike for accidents and parts and all that kind of stuff. Life insurance and car insurance, your rates will not change. And before you add somebody onto this policy who is your child, check with Rook Insurance before you do that for the rates. The rates don't change. It's the home of the Erie rate lock. They will not surprise you with new rates ever. So this is the way to go about this. There are two offices here in town, one in Lakeland and one in Covington. A phone call is easy, 867-SAVE, rookinsurance.com. Outlines all that they offer. Thank you all at Rook Insurance, getting new business all the time, happy customers, and they're saving money year after year after year. So you know that this is a good thing to investigate. Oh, what else is there before the break? Oh, this is audio. I only heard part of this as part of the dumbasses into the break. We'll just play this just for grins. This guy online spent 7 years building an organ made out of Furbies. Remember Furbies?
Yes.
I'm trying to picture them because we had Beanie Babies.
Right.
We had Furbies.
They look like weird birds almost with big owl kind of eyes and a beak.
Oh, yeah. Look.
Oh, here. Let
me see. Remember those?
No, yeah.
They look just like gremlins.
Kind of.
Yes.
With feathers.
Just one more little worthless toy. Anyway, this guy spent 7 years, and he made this organ out of these things. He had 44 of the Furbies connected to a keyboard, and he messed around with the sounds that they make and made and wired them to respond to the keys. The last sentence of this description says, "And it actually sounds kind of cool." We'll be the judge of that. What it sounds like when you play an organ made of Furbies. Well, that was fun. That worked out well. Thank you, Furby dude. Get a life somewhere, sir. Please find a new hobby. That didn't work out for you. You know what he could do? Buy some Sherry's berries and make himself feel better. Or buy some for his Valentine. If he has one, which I would say is very unlikely. What a dork. Sherry's Berries, it's Monday, boys, and Wednesday is the day. Valentine's Day, send the great gift of Sherry's Berries. They are beautiful. We've had them for years. They come in a box that is very nice. It doesn't require any kind of paper. It's wrapped up a little, you know, pretty box with a bow on top, and inside is strawberries dipped in all kind of chocolate. with various different colors and different things on top, and they taste remarkable. And they're a fine gift. You will make somebody extremely happy. Right now, send these berries quickly or any of the other gifts on their website, berries.com. The code number is Drake. You use that and you save money off. That is a nice savings right now of 20%. Why would you not want to do this? But do it pretty quick now because you're down to the nut cutting, and it's time to get your berries ordered. Sherry's Berries, the website, berries.com. Nice discount. Use the code Drake for 20% off your purchase of $29 or more. Do it now. Somebody will be pleased, and it'll be a nice touch. Sherry's Berries, get it done today.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.